Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock? Was that? Oh, yeah. He's super chill. I mean, the preheat the oven thing, first thing out of bed is odd. But also a perfect example of just how much of an original James is. Sorry? I will tell him you said to stay away from his wife. Sure thing. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to James Heaney. King James, can I call you Johnny June June Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
He's eating right now.
Pull up a chair. Vanessa Ragland is here.
How many donuts was he eating?
Four.
So many.
It's a new diet.
Hi, Kevin.
Vanish.
Yes.
If you woke up tomorrow and were instead married to Joey Greer, who's your first phone call to?
Oh, what an interesting question.
Yeah, is this a panic phone call?
Yeah. The cops, I guess.
Yeah, the cops.
The cops?
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
Something happened.
The cops is, in fact, the correct answer. Paint your wagon, Chris Alvarado sits beside me again. Capo to Capo, if you were asked to pop and lock on camera for our Patreon VIPs, would you?
100%.
There it is!
Ooh, nice!
It's on the record!
Pop and lock without a top.
Oh, that's my request.
Are
we just moving on? Or?
Yeah, I think we're going to let the last... Oh, last but... Check your downtown if you think him least. It's Joey Greer. Pal Joey, is your middle name, in fact, Carney Boy?
Yeah, it is, actually. It's a family name.
Joey Carney Boy Grill.
Uh-huh. Grill. That's right.
That's what I said. I said grill, right?
Yeah, you did. You said it correct.
Is that not your name?
That is my name.
Okay, well then watch.
Joey,
everyone.
Carney Boy Grill. You can't just let Kevin walk all over you, Joey.
That's fine.
That's
fine.
Not your name.
No, we have to do it for the
Wait,
Patreon.
Wait, you can't let... What was that?
Don't worry about it, donut boy.
And at this time, of course, we'd like to invite you to write a review of the show. I'll give you about 31 hours to write that review. And also, if you'd like to be a super fan and support us, we have a VIP page on the Patreon. Yeah, crazy list of VIP cool things await you, such as bonus episodes that you can only get.
Okay. Boner.
VIP.
Are we not doing
I mean, depending boner. On the price, we can get some boner footage.
There will not be boner footage.
Depending on the price. Shirtless.
There's an upper tier for that. Our live shows from Westside Comedy Theater, of course. Join us in a regular Q&A from my home. We'll all be answering your questions and requests. You get a very special telephone number to call in, a hotline to leave messages and requests, questions you have about Joey Greer, we don't blame you, mm-hmm. and so much more. Check out the new Patreon page for Alchemy This. And thanks for the love. All of our scene suggestions for today were gathered from our listeners like yourself. If you'd like to submit one, please do. Please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene, in fact, comes from Jesse, who wrote, Alchemist, I don't have a crazy story to tell, mostly because I work nights in a lab, usually alone, and don't have to stifle my laughter to avoid glares from annoying coworkers. I laugh unashamedly, as is the proper way. Now the suggestion. A man or a woman, love you, Vanessa.
Hey, honey.
Fakes his resume to land a job that's way out of his league at a lab. Your loyal day one listener, Jesse. P.S. Thanks for the two shows a week. Been a godsend. All right, Jesse, we'll see you at the Patreon page.
And 50 milliliter beaker, please.
50 milliliter?
50 milliliter beaker. Don't laugh. Stop it. 50 milliliter beater.
Beater? A 50 milliliter beater. I'm starting
pull yourselves
to think,
together.
Scientist, you might not be as smart as your resume winked at.
Just because I mispronounced a couple words?
Are you okay?
I'm looking back at some of the findings that your lab has been offering, Doctor, and I just have some questions, possibly maybe the typos. And
I am in the middle of an experiment right now, okay? So maybe later.
Okay,
give me that 50 milliliter beater.
Then I guess you don't want funding, sir.
Okay, we can put this on pause for a second. All right, go ahead.
On pause? They're boiling. The beakers are boiling.
I'm sorry. Okay, I brought you into my office. Was there something happening in the lab? You didn't turn anything off? This was on the books for weeks.
He is not fit. I am his co-scientist.
I'm a scientist. It's not about fitness.
Doctor, why don't you take a step out into the hallway
please
for a moment?
Don't talk about me in here. Okay, I'll be out there. Just
what is going on?
You look amazing.
Thank you.
What is going on between us? I don't give a shit about that.
I don't either. He's an idiot.
Which obviously, but he needs to be there so we can keep seeing each other, okay?
Wait, why?
What do you mean, why?
Why does he need to be there so we can keep seeing each other?
Because people need to see that kind of doctor in charge, okay?
Dylan, if you can make me head scientist.
Of course I can, but not right now. I'm
why
married.
Not?
I got 8 kids.
All right, Dylan. You're doing good work.
Thank you, honey.
All the labs you're overseeing are producing incredible products.
Thank you shouldn't call him honey.
You were saying?
I don't know. My secretary gets real personal sometimes.
Trying to protect you with some boundaries.
That's okay.
You need to have some boundaries.
She's right. You know, to be fair, she's right. And these boundaries need to get relaxed. Your shoulders are tense.
Okay.
Mr. Morgenstern, don't let him massage you.
Why don't we close the door?
Okay. Oh, my fingers.
Look, you're doing great.
You're tense as hell.
You're doing great. Here's what I need from you.
You know what I need from you?
What's that?
Pop that top off, because I'm not getting those muscles the way I need them.
All right, well, here you go.
Oh my God. That tattoo is sick.
Yeah, well, I was 18 once.
What is that?
Mr. Morgenstern.
Yes.
That man should stop asserting you. You are his ruler.
Yeah, I'm...
Or boss.
Yeah, no, I'm his ruler. I'm your ruler as well.
I'm not massaging.
Mr. Morgenstern, hey, it says here on your... thank you for filling out the sheet, by the way. You're 18 years old. Wow. Let's discuss this tattoo idea you have for your back.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's 1997, right?
Right.
Okay. So I want to put something on my body that says, I was alive in 1997.
You want to speak about the time. So years from now,
yeah,
you'll be able to look back.
It's a relic of sorts.
Right. So
I'm thinking tribal.
Sure.
Tribal. Tribal.
Any tribe in particular?
Probably like Venice Beach.
Venice Beach tribal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a corporate job anyway when I get older.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? I'm an artist.
Who wants that?
So I'm thinking a
bodybuilding down at the beach.
Yeah, something like that.
Some surfing, some skateboarding.
Yeah. Do all tattoo artists get this personal?
Not all of us.
If they care.
Whoa, what the fuck
Snoopa?
Is that?
I don't get that personal, homie. I just do the job.
That's one of our finest artists here.
If you want somebody to just do the damn thing.
How is it that your top teeth are going through your bottom lip?
Oh, that's an accident that's been happening.
She's a skateboarder.
It was a piercing going to flappy.
Man, 1997's a crazy year for all of us.
Hey, Snoopa! Hey, is Snoopa here? Where the fuck is Snoopa?
Don't say anything.
I got a fucked up tattoo. Where the fuck is Snoopa?
Sorry, sir. What's the problem?
What the fuck is the problem, huh? There's a giant dick on my back.
And?
And it's not what I fucking wanted.
Well, how do we know that?
I wanted a Harley being drove
by
another Harley.
In here. You wanted the Harley driving a Harley?
Yeah, that was son of a bitch. I'm American. And there's a giant cock on my back.
Okay.
And I got all these kids throwing eggs on me.
Can we just take a look at it?
Hey, here, look at that.
Wow, that looks
that's a beautiful,
perfect.
That's a beautiful car.
I'm not saying car. The details wrong. I'm just saying there's a giant dick on my back.
What did you want?
Oh, you son of a bitch. I wanted a Harley being driven by a Harley.
You know what represents a Harley being driven by a Harley?
Cock.
Big.
Who whispered that?
Hard.
Who the hell whispered cock?
I guess it was
I think
me.
It was Ben.
I guess
kick
it was
your ass
me.
With a band.
Hold on a second.
it's me, Mr. Morgenstern. I rarely do lab visits, but
I wasn't expecting you here.
It's okay.
Get ready for a real show from this doofus.
We got the Boonsen burners, and we're gonna let me turn them down really quick so that they don't overboil. Okay, that was the up button and off.
My face, Dylan will never love me.
Speaking of Dylan,
I have a horrible chemical burn.
Well, go rinse or something.
We shouldn't use water because that's a burn. Instead, we're going to use butter. Let's rub this butter on the wound. All right, it might scar. I'm so sorry.
I think
go ahead,
beautiful.
Mr. Morgenstern. Oh, you brought somebody with you.
Hello.
Hi.
I am this person's ruler, as I am your ruler.
I didn't realize
I'm
it
just
was
an
so
intern.
Formal.
Did anyone want ketchup?
Yes, if it's just being given out, but I'm sorry, Mr. Morgenstern. Oh, not on... okay, I guess...
All right, Dylan. Here's the deal.
Hey, can I just take a little minute? This woman I was having an affair with, I had to break it up.
That's what I'm here to talk to you about. I heard.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? She got ugly and I had to say no. Shit.
I also need you to fire her.
Done.
anything to distance her from me. Yeah, done.
Fire her. No severance.
Done, done, done. You know what?
You know it's getting better. The doctor said. The doctor said the skin should, the ends should meet.
Totally. Yeah, I get
Dylan,
that.
Come here. Come here,
I don't want to touch you.
Come here, Dylan. Come here, Dylan.
Hey, you're fired.
What?
You're fired. I have to do this. You're fired.
No, you don't have to do that. Come back.
How's the patient doing today?
Doctor, this woman is fired, and she is not under our health coverage anymore.
Who are you?
Formerly. Someone she was having an affair
You're
with.
You're agitating my patient. Step away from the bed.
I need to leave.
Step away from the bed.
I'm getting a new face. And when I do, you'll be sorry. And you'll never know it's me. Every face you see, you'll wonder if I'm under it. And I know.
Okay, we're about to take the bandages off. Now, at first, you have to just sort of be open to the idea of the sort of surgery that we did.
Just do it. Just do it.
Connie,
just do it.
There's a process. Okay.
God.
I've told you before.
No.
See, she's anxious to get the bandages.
No.
All right, she's asking to
I
want to
see if she looks fucked up.
Okay. Connie.
Can Connie get the fuck out of here?
Okay.
Doctor, can I talk to you for a second?
Help me take the bandages off. You could see that the patient wants her bandages off.
I understand that. I don't think another 5 seconds is going to kill her.
What is it? Be with you in a second.
I want a new surgery.
Okay.
I want a face.
Do you want inflated now?
I want a face on my stomach.
Okay. So your belly button will be your...
You tell me you're the doctor.
Penis.
Perfect.
Okay.
A face of a penis on my belly button.
Oh, you make a face on your belly button?
Yeah. Doctor, I just want something crazy.
Right. And your nipples will be your eyeballs.
Okay, now you're just pulling my ass. I said on my stomach, my belly, a face on my belly.
Your sternum will be your nose.
Okay,
and
doctor.
Your belly button will be your penis.
Wow. Really professional.
Yeah.
A really professional.
Well, this is what you've driven me to. Now, I'm going to take the bandages off. I need you to be open to what you see.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because, again, we did the best we could.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's get these off.
Uh-huh.
There's one. Two.
Three.
It's one off your mouth. All right, take the way. And I'm going to hold up a mirror.
Uh-huh. My skin...
Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels slick.
Yeah.
Damn, she's hot!
Oh, show me.
Okay.
Show me.
Again, to keep an open mind.
Wait, do I not have a nose?
You did.
Damn, she's hot with no face!
I need to see a mirror.
Okay, here it is.
Ah!
Right?
Oh,
it's a different look.
It's a different look indeed.
Right, but it's all new.
If you'll excuse me, I have to go to the labs.
So, school was good. School was good.
Yeah, it's great.
That's great. Like, can I get some more mashed potatoes? Yeah, work's not too hard nowadays, you know, so everything's good. Honey, I'm going to be out of town next...
Someone's at the door.
Did someone order... did you order bread?
Nope.
Okay.
I had some ketchup.
Do you mind just sexing it up when we're talking to each other?
Sure.
Okay.
Now?
Yeah, I just in general, because I'm at the door.
Who's at the door?
Thank you. Hello. Oh, holy shit.
Hello.
Hello, what do you want?
My name is Deborah. Deborah Alicious.
Deborah Alicious.
I just moved in next door.
Holy shit.
I hope that's not going to be a problem.
I got kids, so maybe you only come out at night?
Who's at the door?
What's your name?
Dylan?
That's what I thought. Well, just so you know, I hope we can be very good friends.
Who's at the door?
Deborah Alicious, some kind of freak lady.
No. I'm a beautiful woman. I'm a beautiful woman.
She's very self-confident.
And mysterious.
Okay.
Mark my words, Dylan. We're going to be very good neighbors.
Did I introduce myself or did you just know my name?
I introduced yourself. I read it on the mailbox.
Oh, interesting. Great. okay, great. Well, good seeing you. Okay.
I would love to come in.
I really don't want you inside.
Let her inside.
You don't know what she looks like, honey. It's going to kill the vibe.
I can't wait.
Hey.
All right. Come on in.
Oh, hello.
Is this...
Aren't you gorgeous?
Thank you.
What is your name?
Deborah Alicious.
That's exotic.
Are you the wife of Dylan?
I'm one of them.
One of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of wives. A lot of mistresses, too. I'm pretty open about my relationships.
Four right now that I'm aware of. Can we get you something to eat or drink?
I can't eat or drink, unfortunately, with this face.
All right.
Oh, but you can put something in my tube.
Oh, those are. Those are.
What can we get you?
Holy shit. There's like three or four tubes coming out your neck. I don't know
which
ones.
They all do different things. Right. I know which tube is which. You don't need to worry about it.
Can you have lemonade?
Don't let it stress you out. I can't have any acid in this.
So if I were a good host.
Okay, Deborah. I'm Mr. Morgan Stern. I hire all the scientists who work in these
labs.
I would
love to be working in this lab. I've got great experience.
Okay. Here's what seems weird to me is some of your...
Oh, that I don't have a nose or the tubes?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
That some of your previous experience shows that you worked in labs that I run, and I don't recall you ever working here before.
Don't worry about it.
Fair enough.
I'd like to be as close to Dylan as possible.
Oh, well, I can make you two spacemates, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Okay. Well, you and Dylan will be working side by side. Couple of spacemates.
Perfect.
You start now.
Are you going to harass me for my appearance?
I don't know what you're talking about. Dylan's in his office.
Okay, and if I stack all these chips, that's a big tower of chips.
Do you mind if I put
Holy shit!
I need to plug these tubes in. Do you mind if I use the power strip?
Feel free, I guess. Holy shit.
Don't let them bother you. I'll just be setting up my station over here. Dylan, it's me, Deborah Alicious. We've never met until yesterday.
I don't recall. Your tubes are spraying, so I'm going to lick you around.
I just have to fit them into the valves.
Okay, because they are wild right now.
Don't worry, it's just whole milk.
Okay.
And we are covered.
We met, you said?
Last night. At your home. You tried to pour lemonade in my tube.
I don't recall.
Interesting. I'm up here. You can look at my face.
Hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Holy shit.
Don't let it frighten you. That's what happened when the fluid level's off.
I just saw a spider.
Dylan, did you have a macchiato?
Was it in my nose?
Say again?
Yeah, the macchiato. Holy, what's happening?
Okay.
What's going on in here?
I don't know. Those tubes are freaking me out.
I'm going to look at this wall. Did you get some new paintings?
I did.
Did anyone notice I have a perfect body?
This macchiato is for you.
Thank you.
God, that's hot! Can I get you anything?
Do you have any whole milk?
Miss? Yes, of course. Whole milk.
Pour it in the second tube from the left.
Second Jesus. Tube from the left. Oh, that's not bad at all. Look at that. It goes right in.
Well, there's some...
Is that a thumbs up I'm getting?
Is she all right?
That was delicious.
Oh, can I get you anything else?
No, I'd like some more time with Dylan.
Sure. Dylan, you good?
I'd like for you to stay, if that's okay.
I'm a little torn now.
All right.
I think you should go.
I'm going to side with the miss.
Doctor, the lab reports don't make sense, the numbers that you were quoting earlier.
It's just, you know what, some of these are up to interpretation, and I've got a new lab assistant, and does it make more sense if I turn this graph upside down?
No, sir. Up to interpretation. This is a science. This is math. It should be a fact.
That is a fact, that it's math and science.
Just once again, break down exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, because I'm working with these specific isotopes, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be extracting or intracting.
So with all isopropyl alcohol, we want to make sure that we put appropriate amounts of flame.
Welcome everybody to the quarterly meeting. I'm Mr. Morgan Stern. We have become the faceless. Everybody in this industry knows us now as the faceless group. Doctor, your assistant, and of course, Deborah. We are unique. We are strange.
But do they have to be in the room, or?
Well, Dylan, I'm glad you asked that. Hey, guy who brings macchiatos.
Yeah, I was in the room as well.
Will you hand me that cup, please?
Yeah, baby.
Thank you. Dylan, you might recognize this
as a boiling hot thing of coffee.
As a boiling hot thing of coffee.
Yeah.
But what's funny is it's not actually coffee inside.
My skin!
Acid!
Look at it again! And by the way, it's your girlfriend.
Who was that? This was, what did we ever give you a name?
Janet.
Janet.
I don't
remember. You were having an affair with her.
You fired me in the hospital.
Oh,
I don't know.
I made up the character of Deborah Alicious. I got all these surgeries to get back at you.
Here's a mirror. Look at yourself.
Oh, my God.
That's what you look like.
Oh, my God. My temporal form, the only thing that I care about is ruined.
Look at us all. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, now go into the lab and create and invent
faces.
Stuff.
I still don't feel like Dr. Simon is smart enough to be here.
No, no, I totally got this. I got it. I've had scientists.
He's had scientists?
Good. That sounds good. He has had scientists.
He's had scientists.
That's right. I've had plenty of scientists.
And that's the answer to scene one. Scene two comes to
Sprawling.
Us from Braxton, who wrote, I'm an intern, and I tend to do anything for money. Whoa.
Hell yeah.
One time, I chugged half a gallon of milk for $2.
Oh.
I threw up three times.
Grody.
So, if James, my spirit animal, could play me, the intern, that does anything for a quick buck, that would be great. Love you guys. Braxton. Ha! Welcome, Steve.
Hi, I'm just here to do whatever is needed to make sure that I can be part of the team.
It says on your resume that you're willing to do anything for $2 to $7.
Well, I'll take the... Yeah, absolutely. Whatever's needed. I'm just really looking to make a name for myself in the industry to keep working.
Okay, I'm going to need you to parten up with Pete here.
Parten?
Parten up with Pete.
What in the world is parten?
I'm going to let Pete explain that.
Okay.
Welcome to the world of partens.
Ooh, all right.
I'm going to be your partner. Not so much your partner, not so much your friend, more of a person who's going to be doing things to you for money.
What?
Yeah, okay. That's right. All right, so raise your hand above your head, please.
Okay.
And I'm going to punch you right in the stomach.
Okay.
There you go. And that is worth $2 whole.
$2.
Okay,
there
you go. This is for the industry, though.
You're about to get firsthand knowledge of the industry.
Okay.
I need you to walk around to all the offices. They'll know what to do, and they'll know how much to pay you.
Okay.
Hey.
On your way.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, Steve.
Oh, God, great to be here.
Well, do you know if they found the body or not?
Excuse me.
Find the body.
Yeah.
I'm Steve. I'm interning at this production company.
Come in.
Okay.
So do you know if they have any idea where the body could be?
They don't have any idea where the body could be.
Okay. Well, then we got to do everything we can to keep this quiet. Okay. Wait, because
do you know where the body could be?
How the fuck was I supposed to know where the body is? I'm here.
I'm supposed to.
I'm on a fucking set.
Well, I'm in Connecticut right now.
Yes, you're closer. So you figure
we
it out.
We think? We don't know.
You call me back.
Sorry to interrupt your phone call, but I'm the new intern at the production company, and I'm just supposed to make sure that anybody that needs anything done, I can do it for them.
All right. Can you hand me that box of rocks?
Oh, sure. That's the easiest couple of bucks I've made today. Here you go.
You're not getting paid for that, kid. Now, I need you to pick some out here and just start chewing.
Chewing on the rocks?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you dumb? You don't understand me?
No, dummy? No. Oh, no. I got it.
Are you a dumb guy? Because I need smart people working here.
No, I'm a smart guy.
Are you?
Like, I want to be a director.
How many fingers is this?
It's one finger. That's your middle finger.
Yeah, it is. Hold on. Okay. Answer that phone.
Hello?
They found the body.
No, I'm sorry. Who is this?
They found the body. Stop playing games with me, you idiot.
Okay, maybe I should put you on hold?
And your prints are all over it.
Mine?
Yes.
What did I do?
You're going to jail. You're going to jail, and you're not taking me with you. You fucking idiot.
Oh, my God. All right. I'll just take this rock here and...
Now, look, I heard that call. I need you to take the fall for me. I'll give you $2 for it.
Wait, what?
I need you to take the fall for me. I'll give you $2.
I can't go to jail.
You're not
going
to go to jail. You're just going to take the fall.
Okay, I'll take the fall. I guess that's
what you do. One, two. Here you go.
Thank you.
All right, get the fuck out of here. Go to another office.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm the new intern.
Your mouth is awful bloody.
I was chewing on some rocks. It hurts a lot, actually.
You're adorable.
Yeah, but I'm an up-and-comer.
Oh, yeah, you can spit your teeth into my hand.
Little parts of them?
Go ahead. Ooh.
There. Oh, don't rub that on your face.
It's exfoliating.
Oh, I guess it is. So I'm just supposed to make sure that if anybody needs
Do you like tigers?
Do I like tigers? Sure. I like all different kinds of animals.
Big cats?
Yeah, of course.
And you said you're the new intern.
Yeah, I'm just supposed to, get one foot through the doorway. Oh, this is a cute little cat.
And it's a cute little cat, isn't it? Lock the door.
Okay.
Close the blinds.
All right.
Eat that cat.
I'm sorry?
Eat that cat.
But this cat's alive.
Eat the cat.
Oh, please don't make me.
You know what kind of day I've had?
I don't know what kind
casting
of day
casting has been up my ass.
Oh, you do casting?
An EP fell out of the production. We need $1 million more dollars.
Wow.
Only one thing can make me feel better. I need you to eat the cat.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Oh, God. I have never killed anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on. It's
so alive. It's so alive. Wait, stop. Stop.
This it's is too late.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, I can't
What's
stop
wrong
now.
With
I gotta
you?
Finish
What's,
it.
Why did you? Oh. Oh. You're a monster.
No, it's not
You're
me.
You're an idiot. You just killed that cat.
I didn't mean it.
Psychopath. Psychopath.
Steve, I'm sorry, bud. It's been brought to my attention that you're acting like a real psychopath around the offices.
No, 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 no,
yes, 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 yes.
No, 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 no.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm just doing it what people are telling me to do. I want my doors open so I can get a foot in the business.
I want to believe you.
You do?
I mean, I want to believe you.
Okay, well.
There's one more thing you can do.
Oh, thank God.
There's one more person you can see.
Okay.
He's the head honcho.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
The president of this entire company.
Okay. All now, right. Has he already heard about the horrible things I've done so far?
He doesn't know.
Thank God.
I'm covering for you.
Thank
okay?
you.
By the way, an entire SWAT team came in here asking for you.
For
saying,
me?
Yeah, saying something about some kind of body or whatever.
Oh, that was me.
I sent him away.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm covering for you, bud.
Oh, wow.
I want you on the team.
What do you mean you just went away when the guy said he wasn't there?
Oh.
You have a fucking warrant.
We said, freeze. And then
you said freeze.
Yeah.
You're the fucking FBI.
I thought we were a SWAT team.
You're the fucking SWAT team of the FBI.
All right.
You're the SWEB team.
So
SWEB BI.
Do the SWEB BI. You understand this?
Yeah.
Holy God. I feel like I'm, I'm just on
to, he told us to go away.
He said go.
And you have a warrant, do you not?
I don't have a warrant.
I didn't
my
have
arrest.
It.
What? Do you?
I'm not, clean.
Not for you. Not
so no.
We left the warrant on the dresser.
Warren? Wait, we left Warren back there?
No. We left the Warren.
Where is Warren?
Oh, God.
Is Warren? Where is Warren?
I don't know.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Come on, Warmy.
Oh, wow. I expected you to be kind of a city guy.
Well, expectations are the root of disappointment.
Do you want me to keep feeding you, sir?
I would appreciate that. What's your name, young man?
Do you want me to keep massaging her?
Don't stop.
Okay.
Well, my name's Steve, and I'm the new intern at the production company.
Oh, Steve, I heard a lot about you.
Oh, I hope only good things.
Steve, turn around for me one
turn
time.
Turn around?
Just one time.
Okay.
Oh, look at
all
me.
The way around.
All right, one more time, Steve.
Okay.
Are you two saying this?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be a really good host.
Steve, do
really
you know any songs by Teddy Pendergrass?
I don't know who Teddy Pendergrass is. Is that a real person?
It's Pendergrass, you dipshit.
Pendergrass?
Yeah, that's right, Pendergrass. Steve, I want you to learn the first two albums from Teddy Pendergrass, and I want you to come back tomorrow and sing them to me.
Now, what we do is we make a pentagram right here. Okay. And then we summon the ancient spirits of hell.
And you're sure that this is going to make me learn?
I am Teddy Pentagram.
Okay.
And this is my music for Satan himself.
All right.
Do you understand this now?
I'm just not a musician, so I don't know if this is going
to... So what you got to do here is you got to use this ruler here to make this angle, and then this angle here, this will work. I am Teddy Pentagraph, so I know it all. This is what you're going to need for tomorrow.
Grass, and then I'll know grass. Music? Bluegraphs?
I don't... Oh, I have bluegraphs.
Okay, well, I just need to make sure
yeah,
I can...
Yeah, and if you enter from here, and then you can see there's a corridor there, and, I mean, everything's right there in the key, and then you'll be able to figure it out. I'm Teddy Penthouse Maps.
Okay.
And I am reaching now, so...
Okay, never mind.
Mr. Penthouse Maps. Mr. Penthouse Maps.
Yeah.
Hi, yes. Is it true about the allegations? Are you?
It is true. I am breeding alligators, and yes.
What's happened to your wife? Just tell us what's happened to your wife.
There's no way to tell. She might have gone to a different dimension.
Thank you, Mr. Found her body, Mr. Pentagram.
But where is
Pentagram?
Her soul?
Penthouse Maps.
Where is her soul? Thank you. No more questions. Thank you. Did you see what I did up there, kid?
So,
What kind of weed you looking for today, man?
I'm looking for pantygrass. I'm looking for some like an eighth of pantygrass.
An eighth. Okay. Have you tried the schmeggy?
Say that again.
Is that if you tried the schmeggy?
It really should be pantygrass.
Watch who you're saying pantygrass to. Watch who you're saying pantygrass to. Someone can get the wrong idea.
I'm sorry.
Someone can get shot in the fucking head.
Is this a medical dispense? Oh, wow. Are you
Chill
security?
Out.
That's
Chill
our
out.
Security, man. Take a step back, all right, Tommy?
I don't know if a gun needed to be drawn on me.
I'll fucking shoot you in the head, man.
Tommy?
Hey, Steve.
Stand
dude,
down.
Bud, this is a big day for you, huh? I heard you talk to the head honcho yesterday. Coming back. I hope you've got everything you need.
I don't have everything.
He's waiting.
I need.
For you, bud. Hey,
I can't, please.
Hey,
you gotta.
Quick, some advice here.
Okay.
Be you.
Be me?
Just be you, bud. Hey, okay. Welcome to the team.
Well, thank you.
Go get him.
Ring, ring. Oh, shit. Hold on. Hello?
It's your mom.
Hi, mom. Oh,
so, God. Did you make it big yet, Mr. Hollywood?
I'm 1 foot in the door.
Your dad and I are very sick. We can't pay for our medical bills.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm sure that this medical insurance.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground, lady! Get on the fucking ground!
Oh, my God.
What's going on, mom?
There's a SWAT FBI team.
Look, we got a warrant for you, all right? We know you did it. We know you killed that guy.
I didn't do anything. Hang up, honey.
Oh, they're probably for me, mom. Oh. They're probably for me.
Oh, we're going to cut you up.
No,
we're mom. They're
gonna
cut
me off,
mom.
Oh.
Okay, so I think.
What's up, Chief?
I don't know. It was a startling phone call from
my
mom.
Okay, well, hey, look alive. Here we go. Here we go. Okay.
Look alive. Look alive.
Okay, go get him.
Yeah, let me get that door in. Oh, it's Steve again.
It's me, Steve, the guy that does 360-degree turns.
Yeah, you do.
Can we try it again?
Well, I'd like you to tell me all you know about Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy Pendergrass. Tell you all I know or sing a song?
Sing a song.
Okay.
Ready?
It goes like this. One day I learned about Teddy Pendergrass, and that's all the things. Don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. I'm almost there. And he's got the pentigrass. Here's some weed. And this is a nice graph, and this is penthouse map. Is that what you wanted?
Steve, I got another assignment for you. This
one's
worth. Oh,
God, because I did so well on that one, huh?
Exactly. $5.
$5? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that might
be able to pay for my... Oh, my God.
It says on your resume, you'll do anything.
Is that right? Exactly the way I wrote it?
I'll do anything for cash.
Yeah, I think that is what I wrote. I'll stand by that agreement.
All right, so I'm going to up the pay to
$37. $37?
So special for I would you to do.
I would do any fucking thing you said for $37.
Okay, I want you to do an impersonation for me.
Okay.
I like voices and characters.
It's not my strong suit.
For $37.
Okay.
Right?
Please, not a Norwegian accent.
You got to do it perfectly.
Oh, I will do
it. And if you don't, you get nothing.
Okay, I need that $37.
Okay. And those stakes aren't that high.
He came here to make a living.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but like, nothing worse happens if he doesn't do it?
She's got
I mean,
a good
you don't
point.
Need to, no. Just
do something fucked up.
Yeah, make him do something crazy.
All right, well, I trust these two. So at $37 if you can do it. And if you can't do it, they each get to put one knife into you.
Oh, my God.
Into me?
Yeah, they decide where it
I didn't want to be, like, hurting someone.
Like an accessory to this.
Well, you're going to have to commit, children.
Do we get money?
Of course.
Oh, then, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay,
now,
whatever.
Here's the quest.
Well, I'm not great at impressions. Okay, go ahead.
It's not a person.
Well, then, I think I could do it. Go ahead.
I need you to do.
Please, not Teddy Pendergrass.
Shlink, shlink, shlink.
Those are nice.
Okay. What is the impression?
An Australian?
No. Go on. No.
Crocodile.
Oh, okay. So,
I already have my eyes on a meaty bit.
Okay, I got this.
I'm going to try to cut through bone.
Okay.
Fuck that, Becky.
Warren, come in.
Warren, what's up? They're all dead.
You're in the wrong room, Warren.
No,
Warren, you are in the wrong room. Where are you? We're hanging out waiting.
Wait, where are you guys?
We're on 1327 Aces Street.
Ew. Okay.
Did you say ew?
Yeah, I was like, ew. Like, oh, that's new information.
So the idea is that everyone died because he went to the wrong room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Warren got the wrong warrant.
Just special.
Bummer.
I was going to keep Steve alive, to be honest.
That's why you were there.
That's why
to protect
there.
Steve.
Thank you.
I but, like that a lot. Yeah. He is so willing. Our final scene comes from, and there's an odd spelling of a name I've not seen before, C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E.
Calliope.
Calliope?
Yeah, that's how you spell Calliope.
Where's that name from?
Like probably the music.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's Calliope.
This person's first name is Calliope.
That melody is called a Calliope? Yeah. Interesting.
So am I.
I could be wrong about a lot of this.
You seem very
confident. I feel confident. I think that's all correct. Yes.
Calliope wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. Sorry in advance about my name. That being said, don't go mispronouncing it." We didn't.
No.
I was here.
I started listening to your podcast after hearing several promos on Stuff You Should Know. Oh, great. And I'm pretty skeptical about comedy podcasts, but I figured if it's good enough for Josh Clark, it's good enough for me. We thank Josh Clark for that.
Thanks, Josh.
I'm so glad I finally gave it a listen. You guys are a class act. Yes, we certainly are.
Never gotten that complaint.
Thanks for making me crack up as I'm drawing my stupid webcomic.
Oh,
maybe you can work for us. We'd love to see you a webcomic of We the Alchemist, please, Calliope. My scene suggestion is as follows. An incredibly handsome man has a blind date. However, he is sick of women falling in love with his appearance alone, so he sends out his nerdy brother as a decoy, discreetly coaching him from nearby as he lurks in the shadows. Keep up the great work, Calliope Ludicker.
Now look, just tell him your name is Dylan, and you'll be fine. Okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks for giving me
Shut up, okay? Don't say thank you. I'm not a bitch.
I know, but you're my brother, and we don't get to see each other a lot.
And there's a reason for that, okay? You're weird looking, and you got hobbies that I don't like.
Okay, so you're telling me this earpiece, I can hear everything you say?
Yes.
Okay, you won't be far, though.
No, I might be. You're fine, okay?
Okay, but I think the good news is if you like what you hear from her, you'll know she's the real
exactly,
deal.
Exactly, then I'll swoop in. I know how this works. Okay.
All right, you don't need to... Okay.
Yes, okay.
Do you got that? Off my neck.
Do you got that?
Yes.
Do you got that? Yes. I can snap your fucking neck
all
in
right,
a second.
All right.
Hi, what's her name? Do you have a reservation?
Yes.
Say Dylan.
Oh. Dylan.
Oh, and you're meeting me.
I am.
Your face.
Go for a fist bump.
Hit that. Pound it.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Dylan, party of two?
Dylan, party of two.
Okay.
That's us.
Tip the maitre d' $150.
Nancy will take you to your table.
Not so fast.
Oh, what do we have here?
That's for you.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Put him at table seven.
Table seven? Follow me.
That was all of my cash. That was all of my cash.
Okay.
All right, tip the person another $150 that brought you to the table.
I don't have any more.
And this is your table, Dylan.
Thank you so much. Don't you move. Can I ask you a personal question?
I don't know.
Do you have any cash on you?
What are you doing?
I have $75.
Get that money. Get that money.
Can I borrow that for a sec? I will Venmo you right now. Why are you crying?
I swear I wouldn't go on another date.
Hold on.
It's okay. I don't need to have a tip for taking you to the table.
Why would you assume I was going to give you a tip?
Because you wanted me to stay right here and you just tipped
me. I just knew I shouldn't have left.
I'm going to walk away.
Okay.
This is your table.
Okay.
Get that money.
Okay.
Okay. You're grabbing my money.
I just need it. Miss.
I'm sorry. I really shouldn't take that money.
Give her that tip.
I want to leave.
Okay, wine, please.
Okay, I'll bring wine.
Red or white.
Get the list. Don't just say red or white.
I need a list.
Okay, I'll give you a list.
Give me a list.
I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm going to fan you off. Okay, really.
You robbed me.
Sing to her. I'm in...
What are you
love
doing?
With the sound of your voice and the sound of... There you go.
That was pretty.
Hey.
And here's the wine list.
Why do you
here's
have a headset list. In?
Here's the wine list is for you, and here you can have your $75 back.
There you go. That money.
Thank
that
you.
Money.
The get day's turning money. Around. Ow!
Get that money.
Give me it back. That.
This is yours.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
I'll be back in a moment.
Gentleman always tips.
The gentleman always tips.
Don't say that. I was telling you that.
The headset is because I'm currently at work.
You're a gamer.
I'm a gamer.
Gamer?
Yeah.
But you said you were in finance.
Well, help.
Help what?
You pay for games.
I pay for games. I pay for games.
Who are you talking to?
You.
You're talking into that headset.
Get out.
Okay, well, this has been a real pleasure.
Where are you going? You took my $75.
Get out.
I'll get back.
I should never leave that house.
Excuse me.
Pardon me. Wait, where are you going?
Why did you come back to the van?
What?
Why did you come back to the van?
Where am I supposed to go?
I don't know. Get the fuck out of here. They can't see us together.
Oh, shit. Here she comes. Go.
That's her. I can't start it.
Dylan, take it. Dylan, take it.
What the fuck do you think you were doing to me?
This has been... Okay.
It might be a pink gun, yeah. But it works like a silver gun or a black gun.
I'm taking this headset off. My name isn't Dylan.
Okay, man, that did not work out.
Get me out of this fucking hospital.
In a second, dude, I gotta land a date. I'm sick of being a hot guy. My name is Dylan.
How's our little patient doing?
Good, doctor.
Not great.
It's 2 gunshot wounds. I think it's going to be fine.
I mean, they're both to the head.
Why are you looking at my brother?
Shouldn't you be looking at my wounds? Where do I know you from?
I don't know. I'm in finance. I really don't go out that much.
I'm a doctor. I don't go out that much either. Yeah. Oh, you have some blood splatters on your shirt. Do you mind if I...
Take my shirt off? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Let's just make sure you are okay.
Doctor, I'm in pain.
You can just press the button if you want any more painkillers. Okay. Yeah, I just need to make sure you don't have any gunshot wounds.
Doctor, is it okay if I take my brother out to the hospital?
No, it's not okay. Maybe we can work something out. I'm afraid you're having a gunshot wound under there.
That might be a hole where my butt is, huh?
All right, man. Listen, last time that was awful, okay? I've had 3.5 months to recover. I feel good. I'm willing to do one more date. One more.
You're going to do a shit ton more. You're not just going to do one more.
Fine. Ow, ow. Okay. All right, take your hand off my neck. Take your hand off my neck.
I fucking snapped. Okay. All right. Same thing. Let's go in there and let's do it right.
Hold on. Let me check my cash count real quick. I want to make sure I have enough money for all the tipping I need to do. Okay. I have $3,000 in cash. That should be good.
Let's go.
Okay.
Welcome. Do you have a reservation?
Yes. Dylan.
I'm meeting somebody here. So, party of two?
Party of two, yeah.
What time did you have a reservation?
That's 8:15?
8:15.
Tip them $3,000. 8:15.
Dude. 8:15. Please, no. Please, no.
Tip him.
Dylan, party of two. I don't see you.
Hi, I'm here to meet Dylan.
Oh.
Wait, what am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to say, hi, I'm here to meet Dylan.
Hi, I'm here to meet Dylan.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
I'm Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Are you the two that's got the 8:15?
Yes.
Tip him 3K.
All right. Let me see what table I can get for you.
Maybe this can help you.
That's not necessary. Please take that. Giggle
when he gives the tip.
This is a tremendous amount of cash.
Any table will do.
Well, I think you could sit anywhere you want for these.
Do not take the cash. Do not take the cash.
I can't take this. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to do.
We're not allowed to
take
this.
Veronica, offer to take the cash.
We're not allowed to take this.
I'll take the cash.
Okay.
Don't give her the cash.
You can't have that.
We tip. Gentlemen tips.
I'll take the cash.
Give me a gentleman tips.
A gentleman tips.
Don't say that. I'm telling you that.
He said a gentleman tips.
Get him to a table.
I need to get you two to a table. So
tell him that you need to use the restroom.
I need to... Piss.
Well, let me show you your
follow
table
her. Follow her.
Tap dance.
Hey, don't follow me.
Follow her. Go to the back.
Don't follow me.
Hi, it's me.
He's following me.
Okay. This is a nice bathroom. I'll listen to you pee.
Is that good? I can't. I'm breaking.
He wants to listen to me pee.
Oh, God.
Tell him it's actually a number two.
It's actually a number two.
Explain that that means poop.
I think he knows.
Just do it.
I think he knows.
Tell him.
Number two stands for poop.
I know.
I'd prefer to do that alone.
I'll wait outside.
Got him.
Hi, is my table ready?
Yes, table 4, whenever you like.
Give him a kiss on the cheek.
Thank you for your patronage.
Okay, well, that seems weird. Dylan, are you there?
If you like AM FM radio,
shit.
If you like...
Shit, is there...
Do you have a Wi-Fi signal going on
here? We do, yes. Just go to the restaurant.
All right,
name.
Veronica, okay. Climb out the window.
Climb out right. The window. Why'd you send me in on the mission if
you've
I'm already...
You've got the $3,000, right?
Oh.
We'll, next date will be great. This one's just the $3,000.
I don't think I can fit out the window.
Okay, you're going to have to sneak out.
It's a round window.
Okay.
We'll have to improvise. It's a small round window, ship style.
Okay, that makes sense. Put some hand soap around your belly to be like a lubricant to get out the window.
Wait.
Are you taking a dump?
No, I think it's a ship.
A ship?
I think it's a real ship.
Wait, are you on?
Am I on a ship?
Welcome to Norwegian Airlines. We're a ship. We're not a plane. We say airlines, but it's a ship in the sea. Strap in, and Sean, your activities director. John, damn it.
This is the captain speaking. We're going to be on a smooth ride here to Norway. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon. Please be particularly notice of the safety at all times. Don't
be particularly notice of
the
safety?
Hey, everybody, it's me, Sean, the assistant activities director.
I want a transfer.
Now, when I say me, you say who? Me.
Who?
Me.
Who?
When I say you say cool. You.
Cool.
Cool. This is going great, guys.
Help. Help.
I just got to say this right up top, Captain. There is something wrong with the radiator. So we might just want to dock, but you want to press out, so.
Well, that was a problem then.
The problem is, I was trying to talk to the captain, but I was
out of it. This guy is an imposter. There's not a single propeller on you. There's no way you're a captain.
I was just fucking with you.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the radiator. Anyway, I think I could be able to fix it, but I'm going to need a giant wrench.
All right, here's a giant wrench right here. Let's just pick it up off of the wall.
Help!
Yep. Well, as your doctor, it seems as though you've suffered much bruising.
Many much bruising, indeed. My circulation was cut off around the middle.
Now, somebody dropped you off and then took the headset you were wearing off and ran away.
Yeah.
So you seem to be alone here. I'm just the doctor. Who is...
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm looking for my brother.
Jesus Christ, you're gorgeous.
Who is this?
Can I suck
you? Who are you?
My name is Dylan. What did you just ask?
Dylan?
You just asked to suck my dick?
No, I just said, can I suck you? But it was like an instinct. I didn't mean to say that.
it's all right. It happened all
can
the
I?
Time.
Can I?
No.
I bet you got a hole your butt.
Can I suck you?
I do. No, you cannot.
Okay, I'm going to go look on your brother. What's your brother's name?
Timmy? I'm not 100%.
What was his injury?
I don't know. Get off
of me. Get the okay. Fuck.
I'll go look. I've never met someone who's looking through me like that.
Oh. I like your vibe.
Vibe. Thanks. Someone's
on don't touch me, my bruising.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I was stuck in a porthole.
I was wondering, do you want to maybe get some food?
I got $3,000 I can blow on some food.
I know just the place.
Where?
Marino's.
Marino's? Everything there is about $30.
Sorry to interrupt. I didn't find your brother, but I did find some chapstick, and I am...
No, doctor, no.
For anything you need.
I need a blowjob for anything I need.
What? I didn't say blowjob.
What did you say?
Suck you.
Okay. I'm good, doctor. Thank you.
Okay. You were released, by the way.
I think we're going to Marino's.
Okay. Don't tell him that. Oh.
You're released.
I didn't know it was a secret.
Well, it's a date. I want to invite you on a date.
Ooh. Well, I want to invite you on.
I wish I was going on that
I
date.
I got $3,000 to blow, and this guy suggests Marino's.
I make $140,000 a year. I'd be happy to do anything for you.
Hey, welcome to Marino's. Can I help you with them?
Yes, I'd like a table for two.
Yeah,
I'm the other person.
I bet you would, pal.
Yes, you are.
We got no tables right now.
I think...
You could do a floor situation.
Hold on. Can I have that $3,000?
Yeah.
There you go. How about...
how does that now we don't have money for food.
Is that about $3,000?
That is that's $3,000, right?
Oh, we got a table that just opened up.
Great.
Let me take you to table four.
Table four. Now, they're booths.
Hey, what was the name so I can here. Put what it are you guys the... doing?
Can we help you with something?
Sir, we're going to need you to...
But we're right in the middle of our meal.
Well, you gave him some money.
Guess what?
Give me my fork back.
Your meal's done.
What,
What are you talking about?
Don't pour that wine on my head.
Oh, my God. My wife and I are celebrating today.
Well, we're all celebrating today, okay? I need this table.
Push me. Don't push me.
Well, the booth is going to touch my bruises.
Wait, is he going
to
take the
table? Is there any way for us to harness her up? So
you betcha.
Okay,
great. A rig of most sorts will hurt my bruises. I can sit on the table.
Oh, you know what? Let's just get a tub of water and she'll just float.
That'd be great.
That's going to be another $3,000.
Do you have any?
Jeez, sweetheart. Gosh, that was a weird experience. I can't believe we got kicked out.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was because I didn't tip.
Change.
Can I ask you a question? No. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why no. Change.
Oh. No. Why don't you look like that guy?
That guy?
Why don't you look like the guy in the restaurant who took our table?
I guess it's genetics. I don't know what you're asking me.
I'm going back in.
Wait, no, don't go back in.
Let go of
me. Come back here.
Sir, do you want some change?
Yeah.
My husband's got tons of change.
No. This is change I'm saving.
For what?
Wait, don't go.
Okay, one bathtub?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, there's the bathtub for the lady.
Thanks, and I guess you could just drop the spaghetti inside and she'll slurp it up.
Hey, you put anything great. You want in that tub, all right?
You eat anything? Is that right?
Yeah, I like that. Everything.
I love that.
You got a nice face.
Thank you.
Did a number two in the swimmy.
You just pooped in the tub. That's what that is. So maybe let's not have the spaghetti in there. She just don't put the spaghetti in the tub. She just pooped in there. So
okay.
Maybe
we can what's the matter with you? Get the spaghetti out of the tub.
And let's get that turd out of there too. This is my lady's water.
Right away.
Sorry, let me just use this wine glass to catch it. It's made me pretty disconnected with what's going on in my body. So
you don't have to apologize.
I didn't know I was doing that until I sort of saw it.
My sphincter is loose as well.
Ma'am, could you just use your finger to help scoop it into the wine glass?
Excuse me, sir. No. We're paying for the experience, not to work. Now get to it.
Would you two like to hear the specials?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. I'll probably end up with something like spaghetti.
Well, we got spaghetti, but here's a couple of choices of what to put on the spaghetti. We got calamagueta's a goo.
Okay.
Right?
And that is?
What do you mean, that is?
I'm just not familiar with the calamagueta's a goo.
Yeah, it's a sausage.
Oh.
Yeah, real nice.
It's a beef or
my
pork?
My grandmother's recipe.
Your grandmother's recipe?
Is what I'm saying.
She works here.
No, she's dead 9 years.
Sorry to hear that. How did we get the recipe?
How'd Marinos get the recipe?
Because it's my grandma. She passed it down.
Your grandma was Marino?
No, I'm Marino.
You're Marino?
What's with all the questions?
I just want to make sure.
You wanted to hear the specials, I thought.
Oh. Yeah, we did. I think you did it again. Can we get this cleaned up? I don't want any specials to go into the water on my lady's
sure, hi, excuse me. I hated to interrupt. I was the one who was sitting here earlier. You could tell by how wet my head is because of the wine that was poured all over my head. When we give up our table for you. I want to be with you.
Oh, who are you talking to?
You.
I'm on a date. Can you see that?
Can I join her in the tub?
I can't join her in the tub. Please. That's my lady's tub.
Please? I'm getting in.
Hey,
I'm getting in.
That's my lady's tub.
Hi.
Hey.
Wow, that's a lot of poop.
I got stuck in a porthole.
Hey, can we get something like cheesecloth? She's diarrheaing in here.
Excuse me, sir. And I appreciate all the cash you paid up front. And all that. You're real nice. We got the bathtub. We filled it with what you wanted. But can we not be yelling diarrhea in my restaurant?
Is that possible? I would love to do that if your restaurant wasn't giving my lady diarrhea.
She hasn't eaten nothing. So
but she's in your water.
Yeah, so you're saying the water's
maritime law.
Hello, you got me on a technicality.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right.
And so we'll hear the specials again, please.
You want to hear them all over again?
Yes. Start with the first one.
Okay. Well, you said you want to hear what goes on the spaghetti.
Yeah.
Right? So that we got the sausage.
What was that Italian word?
Calamaroteggi or something?
I think it was calamagegi too.
There's calamagegi too?
Calamagegi too. Right? That's the first sausage.
Yep. Then we still in this bathtub.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Check it in.
These are the specials, sir. Listen up.
Sir.
We got shrimp scabbard bee.
That's a lady.
Shrimp scabbard bee.
Oh, that's
good. And that is shrimp another scabbard sausage.
It's a sausage of the shrimp. Right? We got chicken bacchiazzi.
So chicken bacchiazzi.
Nope. That's a
oh, she's doing it again.
Stop making up so many words. You're going to blow your cover.
We got also some wings.
Yeah, there you go.
Some wings.
Yeah, other than
some hot wings on the spaghetti.
More American food. More American food.
Yeah, we got cheeseburger.
God.
Cheeseburgers on the spaghetti.
I think we'll do two of those.
Yeah. Two of those.
Two cheeseburger spaghetti?
Yes, please. Would you like your burger cooked?
With bun.
Okay, I'll take mine medium. Thank you.
All right. Let me know if you need anything else.
I'm pretty much wanted to tell you, you're knocking me off my feet.
Well, you're in water.
I'll get out of here.
All right.
Bye.
Look, I don't do this often. I have a problem. I'm too attractive to be around people.
I have a different sort of problem.
I know you're real. You're a human being. You're a human being.
You can... Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you over it. That noise is in the back. My ears are in the front.
Oh, man, that smell's coming up. Can we get another just tub of water? Because this is turn.
What happened in the water?
Well, she's diarrheaing a lot in here. It's hurting my eyes.
I was recently stuck in a porthole after... I mean, it was a crazy day. I was listening to my sister. My sister was... speaking in an earpiece, I was on a date. I got stuck in a porthole.
Wait, this is your sister's on an earpiece with you now?
No.
Wait, so this is all just a sham to get to me?
No.
Holy God. You know what?
Dylan.
Fuck you.
Dylan.
Fuck you. This
Dylan,
is no.
You got, oh, splash.
No.
Splash.
No.
Dylan, you got it all wrong. I never did that thing.
I don't want to see you or your diarrhea wet ass again.
Okay, that's our final scene and our show. Oh, it was our mission statement from the outset, those of you still with us, to always end the 40-second scene with your diarrhea and ass. And I want to thank Joey
for
landing
that
perfectly.
Welcome.
All right, that's our show for today. Maui is the word. And Vanessa, thank you for being here once again.
Oh, thank you for having
me.
We
appreciate all that you do.
I'm sorry for everything I put into the universe.
No. And DynastyTypewriter.com.
Yes, and Dynasty Typewriter Instagram.
Don't forget that.
And Alchemy This Instagram.
Yeah.
We're doing fun stuff on there, like even answering questions, going some crazy stunts, even taking it on some of the biggest roller coasters in this country.
That's right. You had a Q&A yourself.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I couldn't
fun.
Field all the questions that came at
so
me.
So far, nobody's had any questions for me, but I look forward to answering some. That'll be great. And James Heaney, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Anything you want to tell the folks?
Well, I mean, check. Danny's making great work on our Instagram.
God
bless Danny.
God bless Danny.
God bless him.
Yeah. Is Danny Joey?
No.
It's not Joey.
I want to clarify. No. Okay.
It's not. Yeah, no, Danny's our dude. Okay. He does not look at all like Joey.
Okay.
Chris Alvarado, thank you so
He's
much.
He's like really handsome.
Thanks for having me, man.
Sure. How is your reacclimation to the West Coast going?
Seamless.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Don't you miss the bagels?
No, I just want to say I really like when Vanessa said that her ears are in the front and what's happening in the back.
Thanks.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because the butt's in the back.
Yeah, I could hear
so
just fine.
So you can definitely hear.
Yeah.
I mean, we gotta call out those highlights.
You Thank really you, Chris. Them. I appreciate it.
Well, Joey, James is going to edit a clip reel for us. Yeah, for the Patreon page. For VIPs. So if you all could make a list of special words or situations like that, then he'll just put them in rapid fire.
Does James forget what he offers?
Or? Oh, boy.
No, he's excited. That's the sound he makes.
James said he's pulling all-nighters.
That's what he told me.
For the rest
of
his life.
He said this earlier.
Anything for $2 to $7.
And thank you, Joey Greer.
Oh, thank
I'm not
you.
Sure for what. And our engineer to the stars, Doug Bain.
Doug Bain.
Post sound design artist, Rafael Brito. And iHeartMedia. I encourage all of you to write a review.
Tell
everyone you've ever met and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. And thank you for your patronage and your support. It's greatly appreciated. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time.
Alchemy.